Because we used to go to Bert's house, and that was like, you wake up and it was like Count Chocolate. It was like five different types of like cereals that were banned from my house.
My babe got cereal this week.
What'd you get?
Housed it.
What'd you get?
Honey Smacks. Oh, and s'more cereal.
S'more cereal?
Yeah. Some type of s'more cereal. I fucking munched them, dude. It was like, what are those Graham?
Yeah.
What are those called? No.
Are you talking about French Toast Crunch kind of?
No.
Or Smacks?
It was like a graham cracker type cereal.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah.
It was like graham. It was like a graham cracker cereal.
I know you're talking about.
Marshmallows.
Yes.
And Cocoa Puffs. In one box.
Oh my God.
I'm eating the damn box, lady. Don't bring that around here.
It's getting crushed.
Yeah.
Right now I'm helping Spud lose weight.
I heard Spud was crushing boxes of cereal.
He was like, I don't know how I weigh this much. And we started going into what he was eating. I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Eat a box of cereal.
Sodas. Mexican Cokes?
Yeah, Golden Grahams. Thank you, Sean.
That's what it is, yeah.
It's Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, and marshmallows.
Yeah, Spud was hitting me with like how he was eating. I'm like, bro, yes, man. You're going to melt 20 pounds off easily. Yeah. I helped my one bro lose like 40 fucking pounds, dude.
Which bro?
Del G.
Oh, nice. Del G, yeah, he did look good. I saw him at the bachelor party. He was a unit. He was built
he
like...
gained, then he lost the rest of it.
Yeah, he looked great.
He lost again himself. Oh, after the bachelor party.
Yeah, I saw him at the bachelor party. He looked like dick butt. You remember that fucking...
Yes.
And then I saw him after. I was like, you look great, dude.
I helped him lose, and he put it back on. He betrayed my heart, but...
Wait, he was the one in his underwear.
What was he in his underwear?
He came down in his undies.
Doug Granny's another fucking... He's a garden hose, dude.
Yeah, he is.
We found out about him in high school, dude.
That makes perfect sense.
Dude, he had a boner and some girl riz up off his lap, dude.
Whoa.
Not really, but we were all laughing. We're like, Doug Granny.
Levitated.
She was like, yeah, we felt his boner. And we're like, yeah, Doug Granny. And we're like, well, he got a boner. A girl was on his lap. And then, like, he went away to college and started getting, like, the hottest girlfriend.
Yeah, dude, he hit her with the fucking light as a feather, stiff as a board. Just right off, dude. Doug Granny. Have you seen Dick Butt? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what is that? His
it
name
was
means
what Del Grande big. Looked like at the bachelor party.
Is Del Grande means of the
large.
Yes. He's of a tribe of large dicked Italians, dude. Garden hose, dude. Yeah, he fucking he gained big time.
That's what he was rolling down looking like dick butt
and
in
he
his
had
undies.
A spiritual experience at the bachelor party. He had a spiritual experience, and then he fucking lost again. He looked fantastic. It happens, dude. That is the weirdest thing about mushrooms. You get off them, and you're just like, I gotta get my life together. And you get a good 6-month window.
Yeah,
it's very weird how that happens.
Yeah, him and what's his name? Your cousin Pat, I think. Yeah. Like these aren't doing much to me. Went in his room and screamed in the dark.
He found out, yeah. It's so funny watching a person trip on mushrooms come out and be like, I don't think these things are working. And you're like, dude, you don't think so?
Yeah, they're working.
That is the one thing they've said. If you have a, if you're like a very type A kind of personality, like a strong-willed, strong ego type dude, you can literally have like you can stay in that mode of like, no, I'm better than these things. And be like, I champ them.
Yeah.
It's like, but they eventually...
How good was the Molly hitting when it was like, I don't want to do this anymore?
Dude, that was so fucking funny. Dude, yeah, that whole night.
I was like, what are you talking about? This is the best one.
So funny. I know someone who recently just did Molly with their babe. They said,
yeah,
game changer.
It's the best ever.
They said they took a therapeutic dose, did a little, went down to a beach house.
Therapeutic dose.
Just Molly. A little bit. Didn't pig. Dude, that's a real, look it up. The literature is stacked.
I know. It's just funny to call taking Molly a therapeutic dose.
Therapeutic dose, dude.
Yeah. One capsule. Nice little therapeutic dose.
Basically, yeah. I think that's what it is.
It's the best.
But they're saying what happens is people start munching it and fucking pigging. Start going like, I want to do that again.
Yeah,
if I feel this good, let's double it.
First time I ever took it, I was very scared of it. So I only took a nice therapeutic dose. Yep. I had a great time. At the bachelor party, I pigged a little.
You did pig.
I had three capsules. I said, I'm on McDonald's. You did mushrooms. But I was like, it's time for mushrooms.
That has to be a yearly trip.
I agree.
Just a little mushrooms in the mountains, dude. That's good. That's
I'm
like,
never doing that again.
Not pigging.
I can't do that ever again.
You can't drink on them, dude.
It was, I don't even think I was drinking that much for that. I was taking
Molly.
Dude,
you guys went down to the fucking bar and put on a clinic, dude.
That was the night before.
No.
That was the same night.
Wait, hold on. Maybe not.
Usually I don't drink when I take
Molly.
That
was the night before. That was the night. Yeah. There was a DMT.
That's when I smoked DMT like it was crack. Fucking like 12 hits. I was like, it's not working.
The bees is a DMT goblin.
The bees
dude.
Was munching. That's because the bees had been puffing DMT for like a year straight. For so he had like a pile of DMT.
Yes, someone
house.
Brought he that just, to me. Yeah, that was on the Patreon. I had a bro come on who was making DMT and like just talk all about that stuff.
You delivered that upon the bees,
and I just left a sack of DMT at the house.
Bees,
and I was like,
apparently, bees was fucking crushing that shit.
Yeah, dude, he's a DMT. He's a machine. But bees might be a machine elf, dude.
Yeah, he was. What the fuck was he listening to? It was so funny. It was me, Butterly, and Six. Just
and he was
jamming. Ripping DMT, and he had headphones on.
What?
And he was like, "Oh, this is the best song."
He's probably listening to my workout this morning, dude. He was probably going, Beyonce, ga, Beyonce, ga. He's like, oh my God, this combo's
He's
crazy.
Like, yo, strap in, let's run.
I promise you I wouldn't talk shit on Jamie Lynn Spears, but I can't help myself. Turn up that resistance, Peloton family, let's go.
Yeah, bees is.
Dude, bees is a treat, dude.
Yeah, I can't. I would love to go do Molly in the cabin.
You can do whatever.
That
how
would
about,
be fun.
How about guys doing whatever they want?
Of course.
That actually would be very good, too. Because
yeah, but
someone...
guys doing whatever they want quickly turns into me eating 8 grams of mushrooms, dude. I can't. We cannot have a pound of mushrooms
I'll
on
get
a table
very,
again.
We'll do self-pat. We'll
I need someone to keep that shit away from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we'll all take what we're... All the mushroom. We'll do... We'll have elves. We'll be Lord of the Rings, dude. You guys will be the elves.
I'll be the orcs,
I'll be,
dude.
We'll be hobbits. The mushroom people will be hobbits.
Yeah.
And then the Molly people will be elves. And we'll need you guys, the elves. The hobbits are going to be like,
the hobbits will be, yes.
And the elves will be like, it's all right. It's okay.
Everything's cool. I love you
okay.
so much.
I love you so much.
True. Honestly, being around people on Molly while you were on mushrooms
it's a great
would
idea.
Be great.
Yeah, dude.
You'd be very happy.
Like, what are you talking about? It's actually fantastic.
Everything's nice. Dude, he was, JP was
Why
talking about.
Why did they
about,
kill Jesus?
Yeah. Because he was the best person ever, man. Who cares? This is the best song, dude. JP was talking about when you do coke, it what's the part of your, it's the oldest part of your brain that's like that it tells you when you're accomplishing goals, it gives you goals. I forget what it's called, like the hypothalamus maybe.
Okay,
I know that's one part.
Makes sense,
but it's in like lizards. They yeah. have it. It's an evolutionary yeah, yeah. thing. So like every animal that has it, it's like, you know, I got to go do that. Mm-hmm. Nice, I did that.
Yeah.
So. It's in humans where like you set goals and when you accomplish goals it feels good. Mm-hmm. When you do coke, it signals that you've accomplished goals. So you're like, nice, I knew it. I am the best. That's why when you're on coke, you have business plans that you're like, it's over. It worked. We're millionaires.
Yeah,
now.
This already
this
worked.
This shirt company is going through the roof.
Time to do it.
We already did it. Now we just have to go make it, but we're millionaires now.
Now I just need 40 G's for my parents and it'll all happen.
They're going to do it. They're going to give it to us. They have to. Yeah, yeah, whenever dude, you do coke it triggers
I've
the
seen it. I've seen
accomplished,
it.
I accomplished things brain.
Dude, I've literally watched this. I yeah. remember I would sit there because I would, when I was selling coke to people, I'd watch like real cokeheads come in and buy a 20 bag, dump the whole 20 bag and just go, and then just be like, I'm out. I got to go back to work.
Yeah.
And then I'd watch dudes who like, fuck, dude. I remember, so
I'm
I was like,
day. I did it.
Dude, literally, he'd just be like, I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm the best. You go back to work and be like, knew I was the best. Bop, bop, bop. What's up, mommy? And he would just fucking hit on, he would just be aggressively hit on all the female customers.
Really? They leave. They're like, you fucking pervert. He's like, I did it again. Another one. She loves me.
Dude, he would call me and be like, oh, dude, when you get the oxys, me and my friends like to party on the oxys. It's a real fun time. If you can give me some of those oxys too. Dude, I would sell this dude 40 Percocets. He would call me 2 days later and be like, can I get some more Percocets? I'm like, where'd they all go? And he's like, me and my friends partied on them. I'm like, how many of these do you eat a day? He's like, 15. Easily 15. We got on party. We do the coke. We do a couple of the 15 Percocets. I'm like, dude.
Oh, my God.
These have acetaminophen. You're going to fucking fry your liver. He's like, bro.
God, my liver's fine. Bro. I just took coke. My liver just checked in with me. It's doing great.
But so I knew dudes who were like doing drugs heavily.
Yeah.
And then my Indian bros got into coke, broke my heart. I mean, they were fine. My Indian bros from college all of a sudden got into coke. And I was like, come on, guys. Come on. But
yeah.
They would do it, dude. They would. Get 120 bag in between five of them. They would pull out like they would be all six of them. It would be like a multi-night sesh of just like the skinniest little lines. And like, oh, hell yeah, dude. And they would go into business plans. It was the funniest fucking
oh,
shit.
Oh, man, they're already in business plans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, damn. They were business majors with me.
They're like, we're going to get Bob's. I have the perfect plan for us to get Bob's, guys. Bob's and Vagine's. Wife?
But it was funny watching them. I was like, oh, you guys, when they said they're doing coke, I'm like, yeah. Oh, shit, these guys are going to be like jammed up. They were just like ripping the most gentlemanly lines. It
that's
was
how I,
so funny.
Bro, that's how I started. You do a little. I'm so afraid of drugs.
Yeah, dude.
Do a little tiny bit.
The teeniest.
Now I'm a drug guy.
Yeah.
Although that mushrooms scared me straight, dude.
That'll get you, man. You saw your potential death.
It's still coming. It's still in there, dude.
Yeah, but there's
it was just an eye into the future.
Hopefully you don't fracture your skull. It's a scary death. All comedians, our skulls are apt to fucking burst into pieces.
Getting shattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he came up with the biggest, best bit ever and just fucking
blew out the back of his head. Yo.
R.I.P.
to a legend.
R.I.P. to the legend. He would have loved it this way, dude. He was dark
as
fuck.
Yeah, he was dark as fuck.
He would have loved it this way. R.I.P. to the ledge. Also, dude, we didn't talk about McDonald, dude. H-Mac took a tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened, allegedly. Some people theorize that might have happened to Saget.
What, he fucking collapsed?
He just got the booster. His heart was swollen.
Oh.
Probably fucking fainted off the boosty.
His head.
Smacked his head. Woke up like, I got to go to bed.
True. What did they say? That, maybe. They have no idea why McDonald fainted either.
Yeah, it just happened. I mean, you can faint on stage.
For sure.
Easily. I watched people faint at church forever.
Sure.
You stand with like your knees locked. It just happened to be while she's bragging about like, I'm so boosted.
I'm so boosted up. Yeah, I mean, dude, there's a bunch of rappers that quietly had seizures because they were just smoking on so much dro and drinking so much, pulling up so much.
Yeah, like Lil Wayne, dude.
Lil Wayne
almost.
Rick Ross had a
passed
seizure.
Away.
Rick Ross? Freeway Ricky Ross?
Yeah, she got all pears.
What's he on?
He lost a lot of weight because he was dieting well and he was like, shout out pears.
Rick Ross?
Yeah. He's like, all I eat is pears. Shout out pear.
Dumbass.
Damn, think like of Rick Ross munching just pears, those dumps.
Oh, man, dude. It's like a buffalo thing. It's just all piles out. They're probably like dry, like a horse dump, dude.
Dude, I've been laughing. You see a video of that dude getting eaten by a shark in Australia?
No.
Guy got munched by a great white, and apparently they said it was a fucking, when they go straight up, like take you out of the water, but.
Ate him to death?
Yeah, it got bitten in half.
Oh,
so it's just a torso floating. People filmed it. There's dudes fishing. There's a bunch of Gardenis, Australian Gardenis.
Oh,
fishing. But a guy started filming it, and then he instantly was like, they go into Croc Hunter immediately. They're like filming it, and they're like, look at the size of that shark. It's beautiful. Like, just then Australians have to go Croc Hunter.
Oh, they can't help it.
A vicious, horrible attack. And the guy was still like, oh, it's a great white. It's huge. It's beautiful. And then the seagulls started eating his torso. He's like,
man.
Ah, no, beautiful gold, sir. Getting in there.
Oh, that's terrible. So they fucking got him.
Yeah, he got the worst death fucking ever.
How long? So after you get bit in half, what do you got, like 10 seconds?
Depends. I would imagine it depends. You could probably just go right out.
Right,
I mean, especially
if
a great white was flying at you, you'd probably get knocked out.
Just that alone.
How hard that would be. Yeah, just like, I'm at.